friends, we are continuing our shiurim, the topic of Shomer Shemasr LeShomer. In the first shiur, we saw the Gemara and the three kashas of Rabbi Akiva Eiger. And in the second shiur, we saw a series of questions on the Rambam, Schiras 1-4. In the third shiur, we started with the Mahalach, based on the Bavli and the Yerushalmi, the Bavli and Gittin Choftes, and the Yerushalmi and Gittin, that there are two issues with Shomer Shemasr LeShomer, and that is that it's a Pshia, giving it to the Shomer is a Poshea, unless it turns out that he guarded it properly, and then it's Mispar LeMafreya that it wasn't Pshia. And number two, there is Ein Ritzoni Shepikdoni V'yad Acher, I don't want it because it means someone else's hand, and therefore, what are you giving it to him for? That was inappropriate to do. And therefore, according to Rabbi Yochanan, you should pay the price. Anyway, that just encapsulates and summarizes very briefly and succinctly what we learned in the first three shiurim. And now we will go weiter, again based on the Torah of Maran Hagaon Rav Nassim Zatzal. So now we're going to see the Rambam in Pilchas Schiras again, Kahogen. First, the Rambam was makdim shnei dinim shehem yisodei halacha. Rambam says again, this is Schiras 1-4 that we spoke about at length in the second shir. The first yisod is what the Rambam writes called shomer shepasha b'tchilas v'af b'shenenas b'seif v'chayiv. Any shomer who was posheya at the beginning, even though he was nenas at the end, he is chayiv. Why? Because he was posheya at the beginning. That's the first yisod. Tchilasa b'pshia b'sofa b'ones is chayiv. Yisod number two, v'ena shor v'shay l'hashil, etc. That a borrower is not allowed to lend it out, and a renter is not allowed to rent it out. In other words, what does that say? That says, ein ritzoni shepikdoni v'yad acher. I don't want my pikadon to be in someone else's hand. And memel, if he gave it to someone else, then he's a posheya. The Rambam writes, Shaila Bikadim 4:8, Kolamafkid Etzo Balabayas, Yimasun Lacha, Reza Poshe, Bechayav Lashalam, Kenebi Hashem, Shani Rai, Shalai Pasha, any Mafkid. Any Etzel Balabayas, if he gave it to someone else, so he's a Poshe for giving it to someone else, and he has to pay, unless the second Shomer brings a Raya that there was no Pshia, and the Machin Ephraim, he brings this from the Nemuka Yosef, and Baba Kama Paragogos, Olamachil, Shkosev Hashem Arash, a Shomer. Shemusr l'shomer is a posheya because ain hashoy rashoy l'hashol v'shoy l'hashil. Hashol is not allowed to lend it out to someone else. We have two inyanim here. We have giving it to someone else is shepasha b'tchilaso, so even though there's onus b'sofa, the person's chayiv. And number two, there is ain hashoy rashoy l'hashil, ain ritzoni shepikdoni b'yad acher. A person can say, I don't want my pikadon be in someone else's hand. What are you giving it away for? So that's how the Rambam begins the halacha. V'shuv kosev ha-Rambam. Then the Rambam writes weiter. Avar Hashemer, or Masr Lashemer Hasheni, Im Yesh Eidim Sheshamra Hashemer Hasheni, Kederech Hashemrim, if the Shomer was over, and he was Moser to a second Shomer, if there are Eidim that the second Shomer guarded this object, like people are supposed to guard objects, V'ne'enas, and there was an Ones, Pater Hashomer Harishon, the first Shomer is Pater Shereish Eidim Shenensek, because there are Eidim that there was an Ones. So we have to medatek why the Rambam was marich to write Sheshamra Hashomer Hasheni Kederech Hashomrin. Why didn't he write Bekitzer that they should be meyid that he wasn't poshel? What does it mean? He was Shomer Kederech Hashomrin. Just say that they were Edim that he wasn't poshel. What's Pshat Shomer Kederech Hashomrin? However, Be'emes, the Etzem HaMesira to the second Shomer is in itself an act of Pshia, and it's right to be Mechayiv the person for this alone. And even if it was Sofo Bonus, since it was Tchelas HaBashia of Sofo Bonus, he should be Chayiv. Just if the Shomer Hasheni was Shomer Karoi, so as we said in the previous shir, Iglai Milsa LaMafreh, that there was no Pshia ben Mesira, so Liad HaShomer Hasheni, like the Sfar of the Machin Ephraim that we saw. V'ayein b'sefer halachas gedolos bav mitzia lamed vav amed beis who writes Amar Rav Hilchas Hashomer Shemasr LeShomer Chayiv aval eichad ika edim denatra ki orcha benetze pater. So Shomer Shemasr LeShomer is chayiv, but if they're edim that he guarded it like he's supposed to and there was an onus, then the shomer is pater. Alma afagav dein rutzoni shepik dein biyachim. The person can say, I don't want to be called to me in someone else's hand. Lenin chiyuv alom mechayvinim lei delagabe para. So we're not mechayvim because, as far as the parsa goes, there's no pshia because in the end he guarded it properly. Okay, zeb shiltos parshas vayetzei sof shilto chaf. In other words, that the tchilasa bepshia v'sofa bonus is chayv. It's only when he was poshea against the para. But if he gives it to a second shomer, even though the guy the bailim there's pshia, since ein rutzona shepik dona biad acher. Nevertheless, the gabi para there's no pshia, where the second shomer guarded it properly, and therefore when he brings edim that the second shomer guarded it properly, he is pater. And the Chalkas Yoav and the Madura Tanyan and Simen Tesavav is Marach Bibir Dibre Abahag Uba Sheildos. So based on this, Faren for the Alakashis that we asked in the second shir, and ultimately in the first shir, that the Rava Magid writes that if the shomer harishon yocholi yishava shenenas, if the first shomer can swear that there was an ones because he saw it, he's pater, even though there aren't edim. Sharei ein kan tam loymar zein onemon vataisa nemon, because you can't say, oh, I don't trust him, I trust you, because you, the first guy, is actually swearing. There's no reason to say that he's going to be chayiv. We have every reason not to believe him either. The mafkid could say, I don't trust Yenom, I trust you with the shvua. But here he's being nishba, the first person's being nishba, so it's like the mafkid wanted. So the question is, as we ask, why didn't the Rambam mention this din, and he wrote that we require edim? Amaylo hisker Rambam din zeh? The Rambam just says we need edim, that there was onus. What about the testimony of the first shomer? However, based on what we said, it's very good, because here we have to prove that the second shomer guarded it kiderech hashomrin. And on that, the oath of the first shomer is ineffective, and that is for two reasons. Number one, because the Rambam writes, Shelo Pikadon 4:1, Hamafkid etzel chavero bechinam, v'nigna v'ovet arezen nishba v'niftar, shenemar v'gunim v'eseish, etc., v'nikrov balabais, etc., u'magalagulam v'besoch hashvur shaloi pasha, but el shomer kederech hashomrin, v'losholach bayad v'chakach nignav. I said, if you mafkid something by your friend, b'chinam, shomer chinam, and then it was stolen or lost, so the person's nishba, and then he swears and he's pater. As it says, v'gunav mi beis ha'ish, v'nikrov balabayis, and he swears. U'megal gulano b'soch ha'shvua, and in this shvua, that it was nignav o'avad, you also are megalgel, you throw in there, you roll in there literally, that shelo pashaba, that he wasn't negligent, rather he was shomer kederech hashomrin, that he guarded it the way shomer was supposed to guard, v'lo shalach b'yad, and he didn't use it for his own purposes, and then afterwards it was nignav, so he makes such a shavua. So the Rava Magid explains that the ikar shavua is that it was stolen. And the other shvua, Sarmi Din Gilgul, after he swears that it wasn't stolen, he also swears that he wasn't poshea, but rather he was shomer kederech hashomrin. So it turns out that the Torah was not mechayev him to take any shvuas, and the Torah was only believed him that he was stolen. That's the only chiyuv shavua. Now, it's pashut that the shomer is only believed in a shavua when the Torah believed him. But when the Torah didn't necessarily believe him, the mafkid can say, bring edim to verify your claim, because I don't believe you with a shavua. Because the only chiyuv is to be makabel the shvua that the Torah says he's naman, where the Torah says he's naman, and no other. So now, stam shvuas hashomrim when he wasn't moser l'shomer hasheni. There the ikar is that he's nishpash and nignav, that's the shvuas hatorah like the Rava Magid says. And the shvua shelo pashel l'shomer kederech hashomrim, that shvua that he wasn't negligent. And he guarded it the way you're supposed to guard. And also there's shvua the Rambam throws in, v'lo shalach b'yad, and that he did not use this item, misappropriate this item for himself. That's Midin Gilgal, that the Mafkid could be Megalgil and could be Mechayiv him to be Nishba on this as well. But the Ikar Shvu is that it was Nignav, Oibazoi, Kishenishba Shenignav, when he swears that it was stolen, which is the Shvuah that the Torah was Mechayiv him to be Nishba. We also believe him that he wasn't Poshea, because the whole Ikar Shvuah that he wasn't Poshea is only Midin Gilgal. But B'Shemer Shem, so that's all the Shemer himself. So we take the whole kit and caboodle. But a shaymer shemaser l'shaymer sheba emes b'mashemaser l'shaymer sheni hare yesh pshia. When a shaymer is maser l'shaymer sheni, there's pshia, and when he gave it to the shaymer sheni, just if it comes out b'beirur gamur with complete clarity that the second shomer guarded it k'derech hashomrim, then a glay milsa l'mafreya shelo pasha b'misirasa l'shaymer sheni v'nifter. If it comes clear with great clarity that the second Shomer guarded it, as Shomer are supposed to guard it, then it emerges retroactively that there was no Pshia in giving it over to the second Shomer, and this first Shomer is Pater. But as long as it wasn't Misbarer, Bebeirur Hamoil, Sha Shomer Hasheni Shomer Kederech Hashomrim, Hare Hashomer Rishon Chayav, why? Mishum Shepasha Betchila. Betchila Sebe Pshia Besoifa Boines Chayav, because he was Pshia at the beginning, and Betchila Sebe Pshia when the beginning is with Pshia, even if the end is on his Chayav. So calls man that it was not misbarer bebeirur gamur, that the second shomer guarded it properly. The first shomer is considered a posheya, and therefore we require shehadavar yitbarer dafka al yedei edim sheshamru kederach shamru kederach hashomer. Therefore, you need edim that he guarded kederach hashomer. But if he's nishba shelo pasha, and that this shomer hasheni guarded it properly, the mafkid doesn't have to believe him on this shvuah. Because the mafkid can say that since the Torah didn't command to believe you b'shvuah, that you were in posheya, why should I be obligated to believe you? Because the Torah only has a shvuah shenignav, but there's no shvuah shelo pasha. And all the shomerim, the shvuah shelo pasha is just midin gilgul. And when did the Torah believe him, the person, the shomer? And the Shavua Shaloi Pasha, when the Chi of Shavua Shaloi Pasha is meeting Gilgul, so then it's just a derivative of the primary Shavua, then the Torah believed him, but that he should be Naaman b'Shavua Shaloi Pasha, where that's the Yisod to pater him. If a die in such a case, he's not believed. And if so, b'Shomer Shemaser l'Shomer, that the Ikar Ptur is because the second Shomer was guarding Kederach HaShomrim, so we require that this Ptur should be Mispire Dafka how. That b'shomer shemaser l'shomer the ikar p'tur is that the second shomer guarded it properly, so we require that this p'tur has to be clarified dafka through edim. Edim are always believed, but when he swears, when the first shomer swears that the second shomer guarded it properly, the mafkid is not chayiv to believe him on the shvuah, because the Torah never said that the mafkid has to believe the shomer in this shvuah. We only find nemanus on a shvuah where the shvuah is begeder gilgul. Such a shvuah shelo pasha is the only acceptable shvuah when it's begeder gilgul, but not when it's the ikar shvuah. And therefore, the Rambam says that dafka edim have to be made, that the second shomer was shomer kederach hashomrim. And the yisod of this svara, that a shvuah, that the Torah wasn't mechayiv, you don't have to believe, is written in the Torah of Moreinu Hagon Reb Chaim Halevi al Rambam, in the first parak of Hechaschiris Halacha Dalid, that shvuah she'ena medina vada she'ena moelas liftor al yada, lipater al yada, that a shvuah that's not al pidin, b'fadai doesn't pater you. And so too for us, this shvua that the first shomer wants to take, that he wasn't that the second shomer wasn't posheya, there's absolutely no obligation for the mafkid to believe him, and therefore only if he brings edim he's off the hook, otherwise he's not. And it would appear, moreover, reason that the Rambam didn't write that the Shomer HaRishon is believed b'shvuah shenenas, because the Rambam writes in Sechiris 3:1, Shomer Shetan Shenenas, ones gadol, if a shomer says that there was a huge ones, gagon shvuru mesa im nanas makum shei demitzuim shomer matzrichim osa lahavi ra'al tanas or shenanas v'yiprat raf b'shvua af mishvua v'im lohavi ra'i shalim shenam rein roa shvu ein roa shvua shem tia ben shneem havi makum shev shalavi ra'i ein sham shvua elo yavi ra'i o yishalim. That a shomer who claims that there was an ones gadol, like that the animal was physically crushed and died, if there was an ones in a place where there are edim, we require him to bring a raya for his taina that there was an ones, and he will be patur even from a shvua. And if he doesn't bring a raya, he should pay, because it says ein roa shvua sashem tia beishneim, that there's nobody who sees, so therefore you take a shvua. But if b'makom she'ef shalah havi raya, if you can bring a raya, there's no shvua. Either bring a raya or pay, either my way or the highway, either bring a raya or pay. Ukein ze kasev b'perak aleph mishael halacha beis hashoel b'hem mechaver meis utana shel shebishas malacha meisa. If a person borrows an animal from his friend, he says it was bishas malacha. Im haya makom shishela leilech bo b'makom shebnei adam mitzuyim sham. If it was a place where he borrowed it that people are around there, he has to bring a raya that it died or that there was an onus bishas malacha, and he didn't do anything wrong with the animal, and in such a case he's going to be putter. But if he doesn't bring a raya, he has to pay. So again, if there are edim around, then you have to bring a raya. So teinach l'inyin shenignav, it could be that there are edim mitsuyim, and therefore the person that when it comes to a person who is nignav, it could be that there were no edim around, and therefore he's naman b'shivua. Avala inyan shishamro kederech hashomrin. But as far as him having guarded it, like you're supposed to guard the animal, the shmira is a davar hanimshach zman zmanim tuva. The shmira is something that extends on and on. V'lo yimoleid, and it has to be that there's going to be some time that the behemoth is going to be in such a state that there are edim around, and that the edim could be made that he was shomer kederech hashomrim. And even if there's some time that there are no edim around, and on this time he be neman b'shvua, he still has to bring edim on every moment that the behemoth was in the place where there are edim, and they're going to have to be made. It's going to be required of him that they be made that they saw shabbos osa shayi b'shomer kederech hashomrim, and on those times he's not going to be naman b'shvua, and that shvua shelo pasha is effective. That's when this shvua is only coming medin gilgul, but benidon didan, we require the idea that he guarded kederech hashomrim in order that he shouldn't be a posheya in giving it to another shomer. And there we require yediyah mamish al pi edim, and it's not enough to take an oath that, as we said before, when it comes to this shvua that he was shomer kederech hashomrim, there's no obligation to believe him. So therefore we need edim. But in the case of ganav, that it was nignav from him, so it could be that there were no edim around. So if there are no edim around, we believe him with a shvua. But in our case, where we want to know if he was shomer kederech hashomer, first of all, there are going to be edim around. So for the times there are edim around, we require edim. And for the times that there are no edim around, so he can't have edim, there's no way they could be made, but they do have to be made on all the times where the edim are around. And we know that they're edim around because he's watching it for such a long time. So he needs to bring edim that the whole time that edim were able to see, he was watching it properly. And in this way, we can believe him. But otherwise, just his own shavua, We can't believe him on his own Shavua, because this is not a Shavua that the Torah was machayev us to believe him in. And now we understand what the Rambam writes, Shimein Sham Eidim Chayev Hashom Rishon L'Shayim L'Bailim B'Kishim Eidim Shamasa L'Shomer Acher. That if there are no Eidim around, the first Shomer has to pay to the Bailim because he gave it away. In other words, that's the Pshia. And therefore the Eidim have to be made that the second Shomer was Shomer Karoi. And even if the first Shomer sees that he was Nenas, he's not Neman, B'Shavua. Like we said, the Torah wasn't Mechayev such a Shavua, so he's not obligated to believe. We're not obligated to believe him. And if they're Roim, like we saw in the Rambam, then we don't trust the Shavua. Then we go to the Roim, and here they were definitely Roim. They're definitely people who observed him. Now, that the Rambam writes, that it's a Pshia, when he gave it to the second Shomer, that's only when he gave it to a Shomer like him, or a Shomer on a lower level than him, on a lower level of Shemirah. But if he gave it to a Shomer on a higher level of Shemirah, like a Shomer Chinam, who gave it to a Shomer Sachar, there's no Pshia. And nevertheless, he's Chayiv, because the Mafkid can say, I don't believe him in a Shavu, I don't believe the other guy Yenim in a Shavu, I only believe you, and that's what the Rambam writes. I feel like Rishon Shomer Chinam Masa Shomer Sachar Chayiv, in other words, even though mishum tchilasa b'pshiyah v'seifa ba'ones is not an issue, because there's no pshiyah, because he gave it to somebody who has to do a more strict shmira, nevertheless you have the other reason. Remember, we said there are two reasons involved. One is chasub shiv sofa bonus, and the other one is I believe you're shvua, I don't believe Yanim's shvua. So even if he gives it to a shomer sachar, and he's a shomer chinam, and a shomer sachar has a shmira yotel kapdanit, he has a more serious, strict shmira, nevertheless, he still has to pay, because the shomer can say, the mafkid can say, I don't believe Yanim's shvua, I believe your shvua. And then the Rambam writes, "Ulefichach im haya derech habaylim lahafkid tamid dover zeitzel haShomer Hasheni." If he would normally give the Shomer Hasheni this item, then the Shomer Rishon doesn't have to pay. So he was medactic to write dover ze, that it's not enough that he would have believed him for another item; it has to be this item, even though he would have entrusted with the second Shomer other items, he can say that it was a Pshia that you gave it to him. Because on such a valuable item, he's not a good Shomer for me. And that's Shmia Grua, and that's Pshia. So as far as the Nemanis is concerned, he has Nemanis. Why does he have Nemanis? Because this Mafkid would have given another item. In other words, he gave Reuven gave Shimon his car, and he would not have given Shimon. So Reuven gave Shimon his car, and Reuven would not have given Levi his car. Reuven would have given Levi his wife's diamond ring, something else expensive to watch, but not the car. So as far as him believing Levi, he believes Levi. He believes Levi, because he would have given him another item. However, it's still Tchilaso Bipshia, because Davar Zeh, this item he wouldn't have given to Levi. So by giving it to Levi, Davar Zeh, the first Shomer was Poshea. If he would have given Davar Zeh, let's say Reuven would have given Levi his car. So as far as believing with a Shavua, he would have believed him with a Shavua. And as far as this expensive item, he would have given him this particular item. So the first Shomer didn't do anything wrong. the Rambam continues and he says, "V'hu shelo yamayit b'shmiraso," that if he's memayit b'shmiraso, he's in lesser, lower level shomer, then he's a posheya. Aye, what about the kasha that he believes the other guy? So what does it matter that he's a lower level shomer? So the answer is, it's tchilas of a pshia v'sof ha-be'ones. So yeah, he believes Yenim with a shvuah, but he can say in Ritzoni Shebikdona b'yad acher, I don't want him to have a shmira gemura. I don't want him to be able to have a lesser shmira. And therefore giving it over to him is a pshia. Now we understand what the Rambam says, v'imhevi ha-shomer ha-sheni raya. Shiyapater b'ha-shomer rishon kedin shmirasa reze pater. And if the second shomer brings a raya, that would pater the first shomer kedin shmiraso, as far as his din shmir is concerned, the first shomer would be pater. So he's taka pater. Frekta mishal ha-melech, why does he have to bring a raya? Since derech ha-bailam lahafkid atzlo, like we said the Rambam's talking about, where it's the derech ha-bailam to be mafkid by the second shomer, can't say that he's that I don't believe you with a shvua. Can't say I don't believe you with a shvua, because he does believe him with a shvua. He does believe the second shomer with a shvua. So why doesn't the second shomer just take a shvua? Why does he have to bring a raya? So based on what we said, it's very good, because here we're not talking about choser ne'amanus of the shomer hasheni. That's not the issue, but rather of tchilaso b'pshia. It was a pshia to give it to him with a lesser shmira, and therefore he has to first prove that the shomer hasheni shomer koroi, in order that it shouldn't be pshia the mafreya, that it shouldn't be pshia. And for that we need edim, and shvua won't help, because to prove shomer koroi, when you have a shomer shemaser l'shomer, shavua is not effective. As we spoke out before, such a shavua only works begilgal, but not me'ikar adin. Me'ikar adin, the Torah never obligated us to believe such a shavua. So therefore, he actually needs to bring a raya. And it's not enough for him just to swear. So the Baal, the Mafki, doesn't have to believe the Shavu of either of them. So Sof Dover, the Rambam reads very, very smoothly now. And the Yesod is that there are two issues involved. And that is, I believe you are the Shavu and not him. And Tchilasa b'pshia v'sofa bonus. If you can avert both of these problems, then he doesn't have to pay. Otherwise, he has to pay. Or bring a raya otherwise, that he doesn't have to pay. So that's the Yesod HaDvarim. And with this, we can also answer the Kashas of Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Parish HaMishnayis. Rabbi Kiva Eger asked three kashas on the Parish of Mishnayis, and maybe if we have another shir, I will then Bli Neder explain how these three kashas of Rabbi Kiva Eger on the Rambam are answered. And if I do not, then anybody can contact me and I can share with you the answers, but in the meantime I think we have absorbed enough information to confuse us for this shir. And it's mamish gevaldik, and there is just a welt of Torah to say on this sugi, on this Rambam. So I'm hoping that we will continue our in-depth study, and we will see continuing nifla'os gedolos mitaras Hashem Yisbarach b'simcha v'tuv lev of meirov kol. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.